Psalms week 4, day 1, temptation even to despair. This is Psalm 32, of David, a maskil. Maskil is named from the Hebrew word meaning giving intelligence. Happy is he whose transgression is lifted, whose sin is covered. Happy is the man to whom Jehovah reckons not iniquity. If only in his spirit there is no deceitfulness. When I was silent, my bones were worn out by my roaring all the day. For day and night, thy hand was heavy on me. My moisture was turned into the droughts of summer. Selah. And I made known my sin to thee, and my iniquity have I not covered. I said, I will confess unto Jehovah concerning my transgressions, and thou hast lifted the iniquity of my sin. Selah. On account of this, let every merciful one pray to thee at the time of finding thee. Therefore, the overflow of many waters shall not reach to him. Thou art a hiding place for me. Thou wilt preserve me from adversity. With loud songs of deliverance thou wilt surround me. Selah. I will make thee to have intelligence and instruct thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will give counsel with my eye upon thee. Be ye not as the horse, as the mule, with no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, so that he may not come near to thee. Many are the pains of the wicked, but he who trusts in Jehovah, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in Jehovah, and rejoice, you just, and sing aloud, all you upright of heart. In the summary of the spiritual sense, the topic is temptation even to despair, the overall topic. More specifically, it says, the just man is happy. The grievousness of temptations is described, confession of infirmities and deliverance. He is wise. Let there be trust. In some of the further details, my bones were worn out by my roaring all the day. We read that roaring signifies grievous lamentation from grief of heart can be seen from these passages. In David, when I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day. In the same, the Psalms, I am weakened and crushed exceedingly. I have roared by reason of the roaring of my heart. Psalm 38. And then the words, explaining the words, the overflow of many waters shall not reach to him. We read, waters and rivers here are falsities and fantasies. We read in the Psalms of David, for this shall everyone that is holy pray unto thee at a time of finding, so that in the inundation of many waters they shall not reach unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou wilt preserve me from trouble. Here, the inundation of waters denotes temptation, which is also called a flood. Also in the Psalms, Jehovah sits at the flood. Yea, Jehovah sits king forever. From these passages, it is evident that a flood or inundation of waters signifies nothing else than temptations and vastations, although described historically after the manner of the most ancient people. Be glad in Jehovah and rejoice. Exultation, like joy, is predicated of good, because it relates to love, to the heart, and to the will, as in the following passages. Jacob shall exult, Israel shall be glad. Psalm 14 and 53. I exult and am glad in thy kindness. Psalm 31. Be glad in Yehovah and exult, ye righteous. That's Psalm 32. Mount Zion shall be glad, and the daughters of Judah shall exult. Psalm 48. Let all that trust in thee be glad, and let them that love thy name exult in thee. Psalm 5. This is the day that Yehovah hath made. Let us exult and be glad in it. Psalm 118. Questions and comments. Number 1. Does Psalm 32 describe some of the feelings that come along with temptation for you? Number 2. Does temptation sometimes cause exhaustion, as in verse 3? Does temptation sometimes feel like drowning, as in verse 6? What parts of Psalm 32 do you find comforting, particularly in regard to getting through states of temptation?